Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you missed us talking about the Moravians, they are a special seed for this nation.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk about VFN Kingdom Business. We're building it around the understanding of the Moravians. Mm. And it's time for us to get busy about the Father's business. And the Father's business, God, the Father's business, authority that we have to do this is through His Son and in the name of Jesus. And as He was sent, Jesus sent us to do what He did and even greater things than He's done. And, you know, I think quite often you see people trying to go backwards at trying to change a nation where, you know, let's first win it over politically and then let's try to get everybody to be Christians.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, you win a nation by winning a nation's heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, by sharing with them the love of God and, you know, the word evangelism, you know, going out and having a testimony, knowing Jesus, spending time with them so that when you are with them, people go, this man, this woman's been with Jesus.
That's right.
And the Lord loves them, and He will work with you confirming, you know, your witness to this particular person, and they become a believer, and they just may happen to be a senator. They may happen to be a school board member. They may happen to be a business owner that shifts that entire business, that shifts that corporation, that shifts that school board or that county or that state. But it seems that the church has turned towards, you know, the opposite way of doing that.
Laws that try to, you know, laws basically control behavior. And so the laws have a penalty. If you break the law, then the consequences causes people that, you know, act a certain way or don't, you know, don't do certain things. And so we're going to have a Christian nation, not because we have behavior modification, but we'll have a Christian nation because people that are Christians in this nation, you know, they're growing and there's more of them. And so we can't control behavior. What we can do, you know, is help people transform their hearts. You know, talk to them about a king.
Well, people aren't a Christian because you say, you're going to be a Christian.
Yeah. And you're going to live by these Christian principles.
Does that work? Does that work?
No, no.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Inside joke. So we cannot look at America and say, you're a Christian nation. You know, there was one particular man, I'm not going to bring up his name right now, but, you know, he has a very aloof father and unresponsive, doesn't communicate. I'm sure none of you guys have a father like that. They have lockjaw. It's almost like men have lockjaw. It's like unmanly to be able to say things like, I care about you. I love you. God has good things in store for you, whatever. So all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, his father says something. He says, you know, this is years ago. His father says, you know, I love you. And so the son says.
Did he pass out?
No, the son says, well, act like it, right? And the thing about it is, if we truly love God, if we're a Christian, a Christian nation means we love God.
Mm.
We've accepted Christian stands for Christ follower. So it's you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, which means we follow Christ. We don't look like a Christian nation. We don't act like a Christian nation. And it's the church that doesn't look like it. I mean, we're looking at an article before we came on the air today that a church in Taiwan's building, they're building to look like a woman's shoe, right?
It's already built, yes.
It's a woman's shoe. You can see this thing.
To attract the women to the church. And crazy. This is crazy times we're living in. And it's just unbelievable.
You have it? Take a look at that. You got to see this. This is not becoming a Christian nation. This is the opposite way of doing that thing. Take a look at this.
云管处长7号受访时首次对外表示, 保证农历春节前开放参观, 将成为嘉义沿海春节的新亮点。
So you're looking at a church. And look at this. The church building is built like a woman's shoe. I mean, think about this.
That's what.
The whole thing is that, you know, we're worried about the outside of the cup instead of the inside of the cup. That is so irrelevant.
Completely.
The outside of our lives, the outside of our existence, the outside of our homes. And look at this, a crystal shoe to be able to attract women. By the way, that concept has been marketed by America.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, just like you heard quite often on our program that the church came to America to become an enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And building like it is not acting like it. I mean, how many fathers, you know, say, I'm providing for you. You can pull that down. That, you know, a father says, you know, I'm providing for you. And they're rude and they're cocky and they're short and all this kind of stuff. But they're not loving. They're not kind.
Mm.
And he's just saying, listen, I built you a glass slipper. You know, right? You got a glass slipper over your head. You know, I'll drive you around.
Yeah.
Bruh. And but the children and the wives are going like, we don't feel love. We just don't feel love.
Yeah.
And that's the church in America. It's like, you know, we're building things. Let me build you something. I remember we're doing walking out the Malachi mandate with the prophecy, going in the wilderness with hundreds of times thousands of fathers and sons and fatherless sons and mentors. People would always show up, and what they wanted to do, that it was helping us. They wanted to manage what we had. Nobody in America, what people struggle with is how to add to what is there.
Oh, yeah. Can I come teach?
So we had one particular man that we, he said he wanted to help out. And we had like 70 leaders at a time. It took 70 to be able to do it. And he was going to be over the mentors.
Hmm.
And his job was going to be able to help coordinate the mentors and that type of thing. So basically,
we've done this over 10 years. So yeah, 10 different years. People have held this position. So,
oh, yeah. So it's not you. Cool, or maybe it could have been. I don't know. More said no than yes. This particular person said yes.
Yeah.
He just didn't know what he was saying yes to. And so he said, you know, just gather them all together and I'll talk to them. And I was like, no, first you got to go find these mentors.
Yeah.
You know, we had to get, you know, 250 mentors or something for these boys.
Late night calls.
Late nights, looking over rap sheets and all these different things. Like, oh. Yeah, this is not that bad, you know. and God's called us to add to affect other people's lives. And we bought into a mindset in America, you know, we need to be like, you know, Mike and his wife, you know, over in Africa, where they're going, I'm going to go impact these kids. And imagine how powerful it is. You know, I was just talking to a particular Chinese missionary just before the program today, and you know, they ran all the foreigners basically out of China, and they're not letting them teach there now.
Oh.
And, but he's not worried about it. You know why? Because he poured his life into the students and the young people and raised them up to be teachers.
Mm.
That's the thing. We have to pour our lives out into other people's lives. It's not about us. If our life ends and we never built a relationship, we never connected with anyone, we were abrasive to everyone, and we wouldn't let anybody connect, we wouldn't let the egg of possibility just seize up against the womb of opportunity to be able to do what God wanted to do. We just kind of kept it focused on ourselves. And that's where America is today. When you think about it, I mean, that it's almost like, you know, it's a spirit of abortion over any possible birth of anything.
Mm.
And over how many abortions since
1950 plus million
abortion. And but it's like everything that if it were, this is probably it. This is it. When it's about other people, John, that means I get left out.
Mm.
People aren't patting me on the back all the time.
Yeah.
I may spend my whole life, you know, of waiting like the Moravian missionaries for my reward in heaven, but I won't get it here on earth. And very few people are willing to live for delayed gratification in heaven. They want everything now. And Jesus says, the Word of God says that if that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. Everything you're going to get is going to be now. But the ones who are willing to lay down your life, there's nothing more important than to raise, do the best you can of raising a family that loves God. I mean, it's their choice what they're going to do, how you do it, but at least give them the opportunity.
Yeah, give them the chance.
Give them the chance or to affect a community, to affect a company, that, or go and affect other children like this couple in Africa. They're these orphaned in a difficult land. And it's like, you know what? We have to be willing to do that. The Moravians' mission statement was this, and this is our mission statement for VFN Kingdom Business, was in the essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. And in all things, love.
Hmm.
And there are some things, it has to happen. But there's a lot of things we've added to the church, in America especially, that's being exported. We're now in China.
Taiwan.
Taiwan, I meant. That's not happening. And
no.
They're breaking crosses off churches in China. But in Taiwan, that's an exported American concept. I mean, if you trace that back, that's the DNA of a crystal cathedral in some place that somebody thought they had to be able to have, where they're spending $1.3 million for a church plant somewhere, or $1.3 million per baptized believer.
Believer, yeah.
And millions of dollars for a church plant. And so somebody like these Moravians, they would go looking at America and they think, well, I can't be a missionary. I can't do anything for God. I don't have $1.3 million. What if two people get baptized? Mm. That's $2.6 million.
That's right.
And it's just not true. It's just not true.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.